Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and it's Tuesday morning, our mastermind group, and we'll see who comes. And if I'm the only one here, I'll share. Okay. So, how are you, everybody that's listening now, or who will download it later? How cool is that, right? So, technology, right? I can go anywhere with my studio, and I love that. You know, I was thinking about how some of the things that I've seen with people that have been consistent doing personal development, meditation, you know, because it's a mind, body, spirit. And then there's some great stories out there with people and what they're doing. And I so appreciate their dedication. You know, I one of the folks in this mastermind group, he's like, he's traveling now, and that's what he wanted to do, you know, travel and see different places. And I'm not sure if he wanted to work, but, you know, he's got the freedom to do that. So he told me, he goes, I can't be on last week. He said, I can't be on last week, but, you know, because I'm traveling to Chicago. I'm really happy for him because that's something that he wanted to do. He's single, doesn't really have any ties and can do that. And then I have another friend of mine. She's and she's on here too as well. And I'm not going to say their names. You can figure it out as they're talking if you're listening now. Or you'll, when they get on here, a lot of times they'll say their names. But she is, I'm just going to say her name because she's here all the time. Her name is Tisha, and I love her. And she is creating a business, and she's creating a life that where she's taking responsibility for. When I met Tisha, you know, we all think, well, he did this to me, or she did this, or life did this to me. And really, we choose our whole life. It's called our soul's plan. And so, you know, she took responsibility, taking, it's a journey. And she realizes what's going, you know, has happened, has been a lot of the stuff that she's created. And so one of the things that we spoke about yesterday is, and I think it was her, that we clean up past energy, old energy. You know what I mean? No, it's actually somebody else. It was somebody, a friend of mine, a client from mine from Sweden. And she was telling me, why is this like this? I said, your whole life has been like this. You've changed. You've had the mindset change. Remember, change your mindset, change your life. And I said, but this is stuff from the past. It's been there for a time. And she says, well, maybe I need to do some of my own art therapy and and yoga. I said, well, you do yoga. She goes, yes, and I do art. But she's actually going to be a new angel coach coming up because we're going to do a class with that. So if any of you guys are interested, I've taken a series of classes with the angel coaches, then just give me a, send me an email at facebook.com/angelcoaches or 954-636-9401. We have a lot of fun and making a lot of difference. And you see the angel coaches who have their shows on now. I know Sue did one last night about cleansing your sacred space and blessing it. And how do you do that, right? Sue's so good at stuff like that. She makes me want to do it more. And I do stuff like that. But, you know, she does it in such a creative way. And then, you know, we have a show on Wednesday. And it's about, I believe it's about, she sent me something about it, but I'm going to put it out today on video. You know, and that's Victoria. And then essential oils from the Bible, how they're used and their benefits. And that's by Donna. And she's an expert in aromatherapy and herbs. And then yesterday, we had a guy. He just started a show here. I love him. He's one of my favorites. He's a friend of mine. And it's Pure Entertainment. He's got a magazine out there that's all about and it's Lucky Paradise. He goes, you always are lucky with paradise. Like, I can't remember his mantra, but I put it out there. And it's about chatter with celebrities, arts, up-and-coming artists, up-and-coming song artists. And so he's all excited about it and getting a lot of momentum. So and he's got some up-and-coming famous people and some famous people already. So you don't want to miss a show. It's every Monday. At 1, Donna's is every Monday at 3, and my shows are tonight, and then we're supposed to do one at 2, but I think we're going to cancel that one today because Vic is out and about in Michigan. She called me yesterday, said it was 70 degrees, but she's with her folks, and I'd rather see her enjoy her family than be listening to our show. So, oh, good. Some people. Let's see if it's showing up here. Okay. Sue. Hi, Sue. Welcome. I've been speaking for a while. It's nice to have you. Anyway, I know it's 6:30 over there on Mountain Time, so welcome to the show. And then I know, Tisha, are you here? Tisha?
Hey, Tisha. Yes, I am. I just have you on mute because I have my kids in the background.
She's got three triplets, or three boys that are triplets. Three triplets, can you imagine? Anyway, yeah, that's good. Sue, I'm glad you're here. I heard you had a great show last night. Got a lot of, I'm going to share this with you. I put it out on my personal Facebook page. So you got a lot of people from the Deep South, North Carolina, South Carolina, that are Bible Belt. That's the Bible Belt there that were listening to your show, and I got comments that they liked it. Kudos to you. Somebody put it out there. I was like, okay.
I tried to wording that would kind of resonate with more people.
Right, there you go. Yes, exactly. Well, you did, because I got comments, great show, wonderful. And I was like, okay, thanks. And, so I wanted to make sure I told you that, which I think is so cute. It's all about sharing and friendship and connecting. And so those are some things that are going on. Talk to me, Tisha, I'm glad you're here. Tisha, mm-hmm. and Tisha and I will write a book about her. Okay. How she's amazing. Tisha, I know you feel torn in two different directions, right? You're creating and you're trying to make it happen and create it to happen, and you feel like life kicks you down and you're like, what, I need to do something different. So she does it different. What's your hope here today? If you had to sum up your life or what you hope for, what are you hoping for?
I'm looking for instant gratification, to be honest. I'm looking for all these hopes that I put out there that I'm so close to. It's like a tease, you know. I just want one of the things that I put out there, one of the hopes without teasing me, to come through.
There you go. So close.
You know, without
so far
the tease, and I don't blame anyone, and I know I have to shut doors with the past and stuff like that, but I think I really truly am true to myself and thinking, and I really think that I was true in everything that I put out there to the best of my ability with the circumstances of three little boys and making sure that they're okay. So I did everything to the best of my ability. So I would really would like one thing to come through today so I don't have to get any more gray hair or stress.
There you go. More dye. I hear you. That's good. And, you know, she's got three little, they're 11, I believe, three little 11-year-olds there. So, Sue, I know you've had stress and overcame it. And I know your husband has been, had knee surgery, I think. Right?
Yeah, he did last Thursday.
Yep. He okay?
Yep, he's doing a lot better with this one than he did with the last one. So yay.
Good. And what's some of your hopes and dreams you want to put out today for everybody?
What was that?
I said, what are the hopes and dreams you want to put out for everybody so we can support you?
Just to be able to maintain my energy level and my health, and to have a pain-free day. That's my goal for today.
Let me ask you a question. The work that you do, how would you like it to affect people? You, Sue,
I want
the work that you do.
I just want to be a light to other people. I want people to know that even if they're dealing with, you know, a chronic pain issue, that you can still enjoy life.
Okay. You can still enjoy life. How about you, Tisha? What is something that you would want people to know? Tisha's light, Tisha's work, Keisha, what would that look like? What do you want to be, like a light worker?
I'm sorry, I have my boys in the background.
No, it's okay. I said, if you, to do the work that you do with food, with children, what would you like your life to, what would you like to be to other people? What would you like to be known as? What would you like to help them with?
I'd like to be known as a regular mom that recognizes GMOs and the food chain supply is corrupt like every other industry. But, we're really, they have to acknowledge that McDonald's should not be in existence any longer. You know, there should not be any kind of convenient food when it comes to your family and your community. Because whatever we digest is what is in us. You know, we have the authority to say yes or no to that. We don't have control of a lot of things, but we have control of what we put in our body. So, I mean, a fresh McDonald's is possible. I'm not saying to extinct McDonald's, just make the meat fresh and GMO-free. It's possible. But people would rather, shop and, what's convenient. And sometimes I can be that way, too, because I'm coming from the beach and I'm exhausted and I've worked all day. And, I try not to eat McDonald's. I think the last time we had it was Hurricane Sandy because it was the only thing up and running, which was scary. So otherwise than that, I try to. Our fast food is probably pizza. Hello?
Can hear ya.
Oh, sorry.
I can hear ya. I don't know if Therese there.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you.
I'm just normal.
I think it's sad that, fast food is.
I'm so sorry, you guys. Please forgive me. But what I'm saying to you is that I went to the doctor 3 years ago and I got a sentence of, it was just terrible, and I was like, I got to get healthy because I wouldn't have been here. He said that best, because everything was really suffering. My kidneys were working only about 50%, and he wanted to put me on medication and wanted me to come in and change some things. And I was like, are you kidding? And that's just one little piece. And so 3 years later, I came off of everything. And I got my kidneys and all my work back, and he goes, it's getting better, it's getting better. He goes, I don't know what you're doing, but continue doing it. And he has put people like me with different illnesses, and they're doing the same thing. He goes, I don't know how they find me. I go, because you have done just.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, chicken.
It's not even, I feel big. Sometimes I'm a working mom. And I get it, or just the food can be so expensive. But,
I know it would be nice if there was, some healthy drive-thrus.
Chipotle
get done at the end of the day. Chipotle is healthy?
Well, Chipotle uses GMO-free meats and things like that.
We just bought one of those.
Yeah, so Chipotle is doing it right, and there's a few more, that are trying to be, I'm not saying eliminated, it's part of life. I mean, I drink, we drink alcohol. I mean, I know I do and stuff. It's not, but it's just.
Okay, gotcha. Back and forth me again. Okay, sorry. Oh, Lourdes is on here. I'm saying sorry, but maybe that's just negative energy from what you're saying. Hey, don't tell your great story, but I'm going to tell it. So, story, I'm 100% and pain-free and was good. I didn't really deal with that, like you can see around it, fibromyalgia does that, but I dealt with problems with my liver, or problems with all my internal organs. And because of sugar issues that I suffered since I was 10-year-old child, able to release all of that. Now I'm 100%. And what I realized is we got to live like we're dying. And so I said, I'm going to do that. And so I started working at the gym. I started running, and then I started doing events. And then I said, and every week I do something different. You can go view my artwork with a lot of other 8-year-old children. They're in a somewhere in Plantation. I can't remember the place, but I did painting for the first time, and now my artwork is shown in Plantation. Okay, isn't that cool? In a window with all these other 8-year-olds with my age on it. Okay, so maybe it'll inspire somebody else. And you're assuming I'm so bad, not anything to be in yours. And then I also, you know, I said, what can I do in ballroom dancing? And then that's something I wanted to try this week. And then I also went wall climbing. You know, wall climbing, which I could have never done before, but live like you're dying. And then I got a lesson about that with being honest with somebody about something, because I don't want to hold anything back. So anyway, that's a little bit what I'm doing, writing a book about it, shows about it. And everybody's got their story, but that's mine. And Lourdes, what's going on with you, Miss Lordy? Lourdes.
No, with me, gosh, I'm just, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm going through quite some situations, so whatever is the deal. So I'm just, you know, I just, like I go, really, really. So I am in the really, really.
Are you scared or nervous?
No, I am into the really, really. No, really. I just have to laugh it out because it's so unbelievable. This, you know, in this stage of my life, going through all this jazz. So I say, what I was thinking about 3 months ago that this is happening.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, Tisha can understand, you know, that. She's going through what you're going through a little bit, Tisha. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, my phone just makes noises.
She's going through what Tisha's going through.
They're supposed to make noise. Anyways, so so I can tell you. So I mean, it is important for me, of course, but it is just part of this particular process. So I go like, you know, I mean, maybe we are not so much that, you know, so like it's a lot of things going. So I don't know who is in the call for me to share all that stuff. So anyways. I'm okay. That's what I tell myself, that I'm okay. So that's all for now.
All right, you tell yourself you're okay. Call me. I want to talk to you.
Okay.
Pretty, yeah, I'd love to. You guys, wonderful stories. And I'm sorry I cut off a couple times. It messed everything up in the flow, and I apologize. But, man, let's just keep our lights going. We are getting ready to start a new angel class, the angel coaches class, too. I got somebody, a couple of people from different countries. I've got to figure that out. So I know, and we'll get, I want to talk to you guys. I said tonight, it's going to be a little difficult, but maybe what I'll do is I'll put everything on the weekend on Saturday around 2 p.m. If you guys can take about 30 minutes out of your day. Okay, so I can talk to you about the new show, the new the magazine, and also the new classes, okay? Angel coaches classes. So things are a little behind, but they're on the books, okay? So anyway, any questions or anything or any thoughts? I love you guys. Change your mindset, change your life. Be strong, and realize that one of the mantras I use, and I always say this: if I'm having a mean thought about somebody or I'm angry about something, I said, I change the way I see the world by changing my thoughts about, you know, whoever or whatever, you know. So maybe that works for me, and I'm able to proceed further. Every time I get so mad, lost in anger, lost in hurt, and I change the way I see the world by changing my pack thoughts about whatever it is. So fill in the blank, I guess. Anyway, any questions or any thoughts or any comments before we go? I'm keeping you guys in my thoughts and prayers. All right, and Tisha, I'll call you right back. All right, everybody, take care.
Okay.
Namaste. All right, bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.